I grew up in, and still attend, a Christian church, one of those denominations bursting out of the Restoration Movement in the United States. In many ways, I am proud of my faith tradition. I will be the first to admit that we have our troubles, things with which I don't agree, but there are many things I think we get right. I am grateful for our emphasis on the Bible, our insistence on a personal relationship with God, our reliance on Jesus' sacrifice to make us clean. There are a few pieces of Christianity I think we miss out on, though. One of those pieces is our loss of a sense of the sacredness and holiness of God when we focus solely on a personal, intimate relationship with Him. In our casual services, in our emphasis on God as friend, we forget sometimes how other God is. He is holy, which means separate, apart. He is not like us. He is so far above us that we cannot begin to comprehend Him. We are not worthy to stand in His presence. We cannot meet His gaze. To see His face is to die. We attended a Lutheran church service a few Sundays ago, and I was struck by the ceremony, the honor and respect with which they treat all things belonging to God, in particular the Word and the Lord's Supper. Every move was accompanied by a genuflect before the table holding the Bible and the communion. There was a reverence to that portion of the service that was weighty. There was a hush of holiness over the proceedings that I do not see in my own tradition. As each person came up to receive the bread, they were looked in the eye and told, "This is His body, which was broken for you." As each person came up to receive the cup, they were looked in the eye and told, "This is His blood, which was shed for you." As each child came past with their parents, a hand was laid on their head and a blessing given on them. It was holy, and it was personal. As each server of the bread and wine came to their turn to be the receiver, they bowed before the Word and the communion, not in worship of those items, but in reverence for the one they represent, in a recognition that God is holy and has declared these things to be sacred. Our whole lives are to be sacred. I recognize that there is no separation between sacred and secular in our everyday lives. That is the premise behind this very blog. Yet it serves us well to be reminded every now and then of the absolute holiness of the One who makes everything sacred. Nothing is sacred without God. Sometimes we forget how much more sacred is the giver than the gifts. Sometimes we lose the weightiness of holy, and in that shallowness can float upward until we believe that we are closer to God than we really are. And behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne, and he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Amen.